This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The impeachment trial of President Donald Trump is set to continue as Democratic prosecutors are making their final arguments, focusing on the president's withholding of congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine and covering up that withholding. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Impeachment manager Jason Crow says the president's lawyers will argue the aid was eventually restored, but not for any legitimate reason.
He only released it after he got caught.
Caught withholding it for political gain in a bid to force Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. Democrats are wrapping up their presentation on the first impeachment article, abuse of power, before moving to the second, obstruction of justice. The Trump team will start its arguments tomorrow, Saturday, which the president says in a tweet is called Death Valley in TV. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump, meanwhile, was in front of a more supportive crowd Friday when he appeared at the annual March for Life rally, the first U.S. president, sitting U.S. president, to do so. Trump told the crowd it was a profound honor to speak to them and that he stands with them.
Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House.
The president's visit was also another bid to enlist white evangelical Christian voters and conservatives to help him win another term in office. Past presidents who opposed abortion stayed away from the march to avoid being too closely tied to demonstrators who want to outlaw abortion. Trump was a late convert to the cause. He previously said he was pro-choice, but changed his stance when he ran for office. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices in negative territory late in the day. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has locked down 10 cities out of concern about the spread of its mysterious new coronavirus, which has infected nearly 900 people. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Chinese media are reporting that some hospitals have only 3 to 4 days left of supplies and are running low on testing kits. Now, some hospitals are calling on public support, issuing appeals for things like masks and protective suits for medical workers. One doctor, who asked to remain anonymous, said hospitals would rather wait for support from the central government, but right now they have no other option. To add to the problem, Friday marked the start of the 7-day Lunar New Year holiday in China. That means manufacturers, suppliers and distributors of medical gear will close and could exacerbate the shortages. Health authorities are also fearing a boom in the infection rate as hundreds of millions of people travel around China and abroad for the holiday.
That's Michelle Hennessy reporting. Tens of thousands of people poured into central Baghdad Friday for what had been billed as a million-man march, carrying Iraqi flags and signs and shouting, "No, no, America." Many wore white fabric to symbolize their determination to see the U.S. military either leave Iraq or be expelled. Prominent Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had called for the march to demand the expulsion of American forces after the United States killed Qasem Soleimani, Iran's most powerful general, in a January 3rd airstrike at Baghdad Airport. Six others died in that attack, including Iraqi Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the deputy commander of a Shiite militia group known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. Iran retaliated with airstrikes on U.S. bases in Iraq. Both countries have threatened grave consequences if they're struck again. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg joined students as she took her climate strike to Davos on Friday, Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
On Thursday, Mnuchin was asked about Thunberg's calls to divest from fossil fuels. He told the Davos panel that she should study economics and then, quote, "she can come back and explain that to us." It came just 2 days after U.S. President Donald Trump and Thunberg sparred indirectly at the Davos summit.
Of course, no effect. We are being criticized like that all the time, and of course, if we would care about that, then we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
This year, the annual meeting of business leaders in the Swiss ski resort of Davos put climate change center stage.
That's Emer McCarthy, and I'm David Byrd.